You're listening to SBS News.
Premdeep Singh Dhandiwal and his brother always had a plan for their parents in India to eventually be reunited with them in Adelaide. In October 2016, when his parents were in their early 60s, Premdeep applied for contributory parent visas, which would have allowed them to relocate to Australia to be close to their only sons.
Back in 2013-14, we started planning about bringing parents with us as well over here. And as a part of that plan, we applied their permanent residentship, and that's a contributory subclass visa 143 back in 2016, October. At that time, we were hoping that we'll get it in a couple of years because the wait wasn't too long. And even on the Home Affairs website, it was showing 12 to 24 months, which was okay with us. And that was fitting well in our plan.
But things didn't go as planned. It's been just over 5.5 years since then, and the brothers are still waiting for their parents' visa applications to be processed. Over in Melbourne, a similar story is unfolding in Iranian immigrant Roya Salamati's life. In 2017, she and her brother applied for contributory parent visas for her aging parents who lived in Tehran. Those visa applications have still not been processed. One of them has been withdrawn because Ms. Salamati's father contracted COVID-19 and died.
When my father passed away, every day I had to call my mom because I couldn't travel because of exemption and difficulty and pandemic. And she couldn't, parents weren't considered immediate family, and she couldn't come to Australia, and it was a lot of pressure and impact on me and my brother.
Mr. Dhandiwal and Ms. Salamati are not alone. As of the 30th of April, over 123,000 parent visa applications are waiting to be processed by the Department of Home Affairs. Melbourne-based Mariana Giordana recently launched the Clear Parent Visa Backlog campaign. She estimates that at current planning levels, new visa applications will take about 19 years to be granted.
At the moment of our application, most of us, we were told it's going to take 2 to 3 years, something like that. This is not real. At the moment, we're talking about so much more.
According to the Department of Home Affairs, new contributory parent visa applications, which cost between $33,000 and nearly $48,000, are likely to take at least 65 months to be released for final processing. Mariana Giordana says, in fact, these visas are taking about 16 years to process.
Most of our parents get that the application when they're 60 or 65. This, we are talking about like parents 75 to 80 years old when they got granted. We don't know how many are there going to be still alive at that time or able to move. This is a big move we are talking. And that's not even to mention the just parent visa that is taking 30 plus years of for the application.
Ms. Giordana says these kinds of processing times are heartbreaking for parents of migrants who live overseas, often on their own and needing the support of their children in their old age. In a statement, the Department of Home Affairs cited the COVID-19 pandemic as one of the reasons for the backlog. It said there have been ongoing disruptions to biometric collection, English language testing centres, paper application lodgement centres and panel doctor facilities. But in the cases of both Mr. Dhandiwal and Ms. Salamati, the issue appears to have started well before the pandemic.
When you can't plan anything, when you can't see the future, where it's going to go, you can't even make any judgment. That's a bit hard. And anytime anything could happen while they are back in India.
Data provided by Clear Parent Visa Backlog and verified by the Department of Home Affairs shows that over the past 9 years, a far higher number of parent visa applications are being lodged each year than are being processed. For instance, in 2013 to 2014, the department received more than 26,000 parent visa applications, but only about 9,000 were granted. In 2020 to 2021, more than 14,000 parent visa applications were received, but only about 5,000 granted. So what's causing the backlog? According to Abul Rizvi, former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration, concern over an ageing population is a factor. He says the capping of parent visas started in 1996 under the government led by John Howard to slow down the rate of an ageing population, but has continued to this day. Australia runs the strictest parent migration policy of all comparable countries, such as the United States, Canada and New Zealand. But he says it's a tricky issue.
Oh, look, this is difficult policy. There is no question this is very difficult policy. And to the extent possible, the aim should be to allow parents to visit their migrant children to the extent possible without impinging on costs to the health, aged care and aged pension system. But achieving that objective is very difficult. No country, in my view, has found a sensible way of managing that. It's a challenge we face here in Australia.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.